survivors who have chosen not to speak publicly. China is now extending its 30-day visa-free policy to Canadian and British citizens. Beijing has been eager to attract more tourists to boost its economy and sees this latest action as one way to make that happen. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Weeks after China's leader Xi Jinping met with the prime ministers from Canada and the United Kingdom, Beijing is welcoming tourists from those two countries to stay for up to 30 days without a visa. Beijing has already extended this privilege to dozens of countries, often after hosting diplomatic visits with their leaders. The United States is notably not among those countries, though a 10-year multiple-entry tourist visa, agreed upon back in 2014 when U.S.-China ties were more tranquil, is still available between both countries. Travel between the U.S. and China plummeted during the COVID pandemic, and it's not yet rebounded. Neither have educational exchanges. Some 11,000 U.S. students were studying in China the year before the pandemic, and now only a few hundred go each year. Emily Fang, NPR News.
Wall Street is closed today for the President's Day holiday. Trading on the stock exchange resumes on Tuesday. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. ¶¶